yourself can call 413. Hey, how you doing? Clivers here with your weekly blast of fresh musical air from all around the world. We have a somewhat brassy themed this week's selection of new music, with horn-infested tracks from the likes of The Wet Secrets, Cutterino and Sonic Ahmed. With swampy bass lines, primal drumming and dancing ladies with brassy horn stacks. This is the musical phenomena known as The Wet Secrets.
We crave.
Yeah, love it. The Wet Secrets from Edmonton in Alberta, Canada, and a track called Nightlife. Now, local legend has it that the band was formed on a dare by Lyle Bell, Trevor Anderson, and Kim Rackel. Well, with their new CD, Free Candy, the band has expanded to include the vocals and trombone of Emma Frazier and the vocals, keys and congas of Paul Arnush. So it's getting to be a very full sound now, real sort of stomping, brassy sound. As the band's blurb says, the Wet Secrets have returned, determined to seize the brass ring and stomp the world in the face and or balls, figuratively and or literally. This new resolve now comes with a more pensive pen, eschewing the tongue-in-cheek rivalry for a well-conceived quasi-concept album about death, disappointment and doing it. And I'm delighted to say that I shall be seeing them in a couple of weeks' time. They're playing the Great Escape Festival this year, and they've got two shows coming up there. One on the 8th of May at 10:45 p.m, and that's at Sticky Mike's Frog Bar. And that's a venue I've actually never managed to get into yet. There's always been such a sticky crowd outside. It's been absolutely impossible. But they're also playing the Blind Tiger, which becomes Canada House for the week. And that's on the 10th of May. So that will be, I don't know what day that will be, but you can work it out, can't you? They're playing at 2:30 till 3. So, as is generally the case with these showcasing festivals, a relatively short set, but enough to give you an idea of what they're about. Find out more about The Wet Secrets at thewetsecrets.com, and they're also on Facebook, Twitter, and all sorts of other places. Now, exactly as you would expect, you'll find links to all those in the show notes at suffolkandcool.com. Frugal Father is the alias of Yosemite, California native Mac Welch, who doesn't have kids. And he was previously in LA dream pop band Stag. He wrote the majority of his 7-song debut EP, All You Can Get, while working as a roadie, recording in the tour van between driving duties and singing in empty hotel rooms across 9 different countries in the span of roughly 6 months. I think I heard him, actually. What particularly drew me to his music was the lovely sounds and the slyly tongue-in-cheek lyrics. Have a listen. This is Frugal Father and Red-Headed Hipster.
I wash my heart fall apart. like your cardigan. Let's dance.
Frugal Father and Red-Headed Hipster. That's off his debut EP, All You Get, which is available now, whatever price you'd like to pay, on his Bandcamp page. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes, along with links to Facebook, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Twitter, Instagram. My goodness, I'm spoiling you rotten. Frugal Father, he's everywhere. Now, if you've heard the show over the last few weeks, you'll have heard Sweet Soubrette, Elia Biska, on the show a couple of times, one with an interview and a couple of tracks from her. And you'll have also heard a band called Cotorino, of which she is occasionally a part. I've got another Cotorino track for you. I just can't resist this bunch. Wonderful. It's all based around a guy called Jeff Morris, who left the loud rock bands he was in to make more sociable music, music influenced by the many cultures of his beloved New York City. And it really is part of the whole parlor rock scene, which is really quite big in New York. But as Critical Mob reviewed them, amongst cabaret, parlor rock bands, Cotorino is that shadowed figure in the corner that creates a magnetic allure with just the exhale of a cigarette smoke or the twirl of a glass. Plus, they're simply gorgeous to hear. Quirky, with a ravenous appetite for varied instrumentation, guitars and violins, tubas to clarinets, with pianos and pump organs aside the banjo or accordion. A musical saw making a stark and fleeting appearance. Waltzes standing elegantly aside seductive southern twangs.
Had a chance to work it out. I never had the time to get it right. I always had a feeling in my heart, but the feeling's never right. I was gonna learn a little dance. I was gonna sweep you off your feet. Look into your eyes, tell you secret things that would frighten you and me. Chance to work it out. Never had a chance. Never had a chance to work it out. Never had a chance. I'd never felt the sound of falling rain until I heard a knock upon my door. It came as quite a shock when the clouds burst on the inside of my head. Never had a chance to work it out. Never had a chance. Never had a chance to work it out. Never had a chance. I remember the things we did. La 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 la. Going over and over again. La 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 la. All the things that were never said. La 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 la. On the inside of my head. Write a little song.
I was gonna sing it in your ear. I was gonna hold you tight when you can't hold back the tears. My heart is like a broken little bird trying to escape its ivory cage. I got the feeling that today it's gonna fly so far away. Never had a chance to work it out. Never had a chance. Never had a chance to work it out. Never had a chance. Never had a chance to work it out. Never had a chance. Never had a chance to work it out. Never had a chance. I remember the things we did.
Massive sound of Cotterino from Brooklyn, New York, and a track called Never Had a Chance. Over the next week or so, they're playing dates on the West Coast, just for a change, with dates tomorrow night in Seattle, then on, tomorrow will be Thursday, Friday in Portland, Saturday, Eugene, Oregon, and then on the 29th, Santa Cruz, California, the 30th in Oakland, the 1st at in San Francisco, Amnesia. And on the 2nd, they're playing the Last Stage West Barbecue at Atascadero. Is that how it's pronounced? I have absolutely no idea. Check them out anyway at cotorino.com. That's K-O-T-O-R-I-N-O. And you'll find them also on Bandcamp and YouTube. And there are links to all those in the show notes, along with a rather fun video. Go and have a look at suffolkandcool.com. You're listening to Suffolk & Cool 413, and we continue with our brassy theme with an artist called Sonic Ahmed, who is based in Berlin, Germany. And he works straight out of his heart, performs with different bands like Gledzell Vane, and recently played more clarinet than anything else, and dedicating himself to klezmer and Balkan music. He's got loads of projects on the way. He's just sounds so typical to be a Jamendo artist, which indeed he is. Very happy to share his music. So, do have a listen. You may recognise the beginning of this. I used it to introduce my good mate Pete Kogel a little bit back. It's called Tesla Funked.
It was a rainy Transylvania night. Heaven opened its cats and dogs doors. A man came from across the street, and he whistled an old common weird folk tune.
Oi, 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 indeed. Brilliant. Tesla Funked from Sonic Ahmed. And that one is on Jamenda. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can go and grab it for yourself. In fact, grab the whole album. It's all there and waiting for you. The album is called Vulcan Brass, and it's a collection of ideas from the last 3 years brought into songs that transport the feeling of Eastern Europe music. Ahmed is actually promising to publish a collection of elevator music from the last 10 years. Now, that might be interesting as well. Check him out at allthedubs.sonicahmed.net. Now, I have to confess that I've been listening to Secret Archives of the Vatican album, the most recent album, Storytellers, quite a bit just recently. And I have to say that, as ever, I'm really rather impressed. Secret Archives are a collective of musicians based across the UK, but with main recording facilities in Croydon, South London. The band was formed in 1988 by Vince Millett, and who was joined in the early 90s by Louis Counter. And those two are really absolutely at the core of it. But they were influenced by the clubs of the Asian underground scene, and also by artists such as Trans Global Underground and Bill Laswell. Now, Bill Laswell is a name that keeps cropping up on this show, isn't it? He's worked with Marla Mace and others. The third core band member is Peter Sharp, specialising in UK roots dub reggae. And Ginger Shinobi has at various times been the band's manager and onstage DJ. Their music is usually described as trans-global breakbeat dub science, for obvious reasons, as it contains elements of many genres. Breakbeat, dub, dubstep, drumstep, trip-hop, drum and bass, Indian, Arabian and Turkish musical forms, and much, much more. It really is. You would think that with all that stuff going in, it's just going to be a mess, but it really isn't. Let's hear Halls of the Valar. We'll be right back. Vince Louis and the Secret Archives of the Vatican Gang and the Halls of the Valar. And you can find that over at brokendrumrecords.com. And over there you will also find a link to Vince's Secret Archives of the Vatican podcast, which is not actually a member of AMP, but jolly well should be. Fine show indeed. Do go and check it all out. brokendrumrecords.com. And speaking of AMP...
This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This week, Stuart Morrison is presenting AMPed. And as of next Monday, it'll be Chris from Insomnia Radio Canada presenting hopefully a fairly quirky selection of tracks submitted by AMP members. And it may almost sound as though it'd be planned to have a Canadian track up next. I can assure you it most certainly wasn't. There we are. It's just how it works. Dystopian dance music on the verge of eroding into digital noise, also known as VIA. Now imagine this chaos coming from a single musician, a live drummer, playing all the beats and triggering all the samples in real time, surrounded by sweaty moving bodies. Now that's enough imagining the sweaty moving bodies. Stick with the drumming. Long live the new flesh. Take a look at the video for this in the show notes. It kind of explains how it's performed. Meanwhile, have a listen to the track itself. This is VIA and Control U.
You're like a crack addict. You're scary.
I felt kind of panicked and like I had to go on the computer or I'd be bored to death.
Technology isn't this separate thing from us. It is us.
Eating away at the social fabric of this country.
It is us.
From Toronto, Ontario in Canada, and a track called Control U. I would love to see them live. It just sounds amazing. Do take a look at that video in the show notes at suffconcool.com. It's amazing. He's got sampling pads and conventional drum kit, and the whole thing just comes together. Quite amazing. Really pushes the boundaries a bit, which has got to be a good thing. He has got some live dates coming up, actually. On May 7th, he's playing the Painted Lady at 11 p.m. That's part of Canadian Music Week. And on the 15th, he's in Peterborough, Ontario at The Spill. On the 16th in Ottawa, Avant-Garde Bar, and on the 17th in Montreal, Quebec, playing playing Club Lamy at 8 p.m. And that's all part of a one-man band festival. And that sounds... what a lovely, quirky idea. Yeah, there's got to be room for one of those over here, surely. Discover more of what he's about and about his music as well at soundcloud.com via Noise. That's honest. He's also on Bandcamp, Facebook and Twitter, and I'll put links to those as well as that video in the show notes at sufkincool.com. And to finish off this week, I got a track which came in as a submission, which, you know, it's not an uncommon thing to happen. I get quite a lot. Once in a while, I get submissions from students. And once in a rather longer while, I'm actually hooked by a sound, a song, or a voice. Now, Talia is in London. I suspect that she's... I don't know where she's from, but I suspect it's probably Eastern Europe, almost certainly. And she's studying at the British Academy of New Music in East London and putting a band together at the moment. Now, the British Academy of New Music is quite a well-recognised school for budding musicians. A local boy from here actually went there a bit back. It was his way of getting into London and learning his trade. A chap called, you might have heard him, called Ed Sheeran. And so, you know, I thought, well, let's give it a listen. Well, I'll give them all a listen, let's face it. And I was just absolutely hooked. Okay, it's very pop. She says, my songs can be described as a combination of exceptional lyrics, sexy rap and cosmic electro pop. You may say, not sure about that. But I tell you, this absolutely blew me away. It's called Moscow Drive, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
Forget all troubles for today, and they will have to go away. The stars are shining, and every place looks so inviting. We'll pick up the pace. It's our body, it's our thing. We know exactly that life's a game. Going out tonight, we're looking for the real fun. We'll be kicking up our heels until we see the sun. Flying away, but not now. What not to stay? Oh, wanna be out. But my darling, that's my way. It's not exciting, life's a game. Going out tonight, we're looking for the real fun. We'll be kicking up our heels until we see the sun. You never know what you will. Enjoy the thrills of life. Let's have a ball together and delight in Moscow Drive. Moscow Drive.
Love it. Talia and a track called Moscow Drive. Find out about her on SoundCloud, where she is Talia Band. Links in the show notes, of course. at suffolkandcool.com. And we've been listening to show 413. Next week, me and A Voice, it might even be mine, will be back for show 414. In the meantime, if you have a couple of minutes to give the show a nice shiny rating on iTunes, that'd be great. Now you just mind how you go.